It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Leaders of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party have pulled their support for Scott Stringer, the New York City comptroller who's running for mayor. That's after a woman accused him of sexual harassment and abuse when she was a volunteer on a campaign of his 20 years ago. Scott Stringer has denied all allegations. As we sort out what this means for his campaign and for the mayor's race in general, all of this is much more personal for the woman who went public with her accusations, Jean Kim. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim had an in-depth interview with Jean Kim this week and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about your conversation. You spoke with Jean Kim and her partner, Tony Caifano, this week. Was this their first in-depth media interview?
Yes. Jean Kim did an interview on WPIX last week, but the couple has not sat down together for an interview of this kind. This was in their apartment, and while Kim's lawyer was present, it was a far-ranging interview about what brought them to this moment. A lot of it was a retelling of the events she's previously spoken about, but there was one piece of new information, which is that Kim spoke about the alleged incidents in 2014 with her now fiancé, Tony Caifano.
Okay, this was back in 2014. What prompted her to tell him about this back then?
According to Caifano, the couple was attending Bill de Blasio's inauguration. They both work in politics. She's a lobbyist, while he at the time was a political director of a printers union. It was at this inauguration where they ran into Scott Stringer during one of the after parties. He had just been elected to city controller. Caifano says he watches as Kim and Stringer have two very awkward interactions. He thinks it's strange, and he asks Kim about it. Here's what he says happened.
Walked out, and she said, let's get in the car and warm up. And then on the FDR driving uptown, she started to cry. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I didn't push it anymore. But later that evening, you know, after a glass of wine and she relaxed a little, she told me the whole story.
Okay, that's what he says. This is Jean Kim's partner. But what does Scott Stringer say?
So you're right. This is her fiancé. And we should note that she didn't tell her fiancé when it happened in 2001. She told him in 2014. But he's the first person and only one that has come out and said that she talked about these alleged events many years prior to her coming out recently. People should keep in mind also that sexual assault allegations can be difficult to corroborate. Kim says that Stringer groped and forcibly kissed her when no one else was around. As far as Stringer's concerned, he's adamantly denied all of her accusations. He says they were friends and had a consensual sexual relationship, something Kim has flatly denied.
All right, let's get to that question. Why bring up this accusation now, 20 years later? Jean Kim says it has a lot to do with watching the mayoral campaign unfold over the last several months, right?
Correct. Caifano talked about watching his fiancé becoming sad and tense over the last few months. At one point, he says he saw her crying after watching Stringer on TV. Stringer is running as a progressive candidate, and he's held himself out as a defender of women's rights. Kim also said that she's been coming to grips with what has happened. She says 20 years ago, she didn't fully grasp what was going on. The Me Too movement hadn't happened, she says. Black Lives Matter hadn't happened. She says that the idea that women, and especially women of color, would be believed didn't exist for her. This is what she said.
And, you know, and he was like this white man of privilege in a very powerful position, with a lot of political connections, coming from a powerful political family, with all the resources. And, you know, I don't have any resources.
All right. Looking at the Democratic primary, what impact has this had on the race?
Well, it's still up for grabs, according to most experts, but it definitely gives an opportunity for the more left-leaning candidates, which would be Diane Morales and Maya Wiley, to make a run and win over those progressives who have withdrawn their endorsements of Stringer. On Wednesday, the Working Families Party endorsed both Morales and Wiley. Progressives face a choice. Do they get behind one candidate or do they support both in what some are calling a unity ticket? And I think we'll find out soon enough.
Okay, well, the primary is coming up in just about a month and a half, June 22nd, and early voting starts on June 12th. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David.
And for the full interview with Jean Kim, go to Gothamist.com.